Grace, mercy, and peace are ours this day from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. Amen. It was actually about this time 9 years ago when I, as a student at the St. Louis Seminary, don't tell anybody, but was awaiting call day, as I'm sure many of you are. We were about a month out, and the Dean of Students, then Dean Larry Rockaman, called us all together for our final fourth-year class meeting and announced at the outset that by the end of tonight, we would all know exactly where it was we were going. We suspected there might be a trick. We were hopeful, but we suspected that there was something more going on here. And sure enough, about halfway through, Dean Rockaman got up and shared with us that every single one of us would be going to a church full of broken and sinful people, every last one of which would be just like us. And we were much afraid. Because the reality is that we are so terribly broken. You know, we do things we shouldn't do, and we don't do the things that we know we should do. And we find ourselves living in this broken mess of a world, one of broken relationships and broken people. And we find ourselves hurting, and we find ourselves acting to hurt one another, and we just don't know how to stop. And sometimes we even get to the point where we don't even know what it looks like to be well. And you would think here within a seminary community it would somehow be better, and yet sometimes it's not. And we get into this seminary bubble, this view of reality that says, I've somehow got to keep up appearances, and it reduces the gospel eventually to what one speaker called this theology of sin management. That somehow the Christian life is all about how well I can take and hide my sin and pain and brokenness from you so that you might think I've got it all together. You might think I'm well. Except I'm not. You're not. We're not. The reality we live in, this side of heaven, but we serve a God who is a healer. And we get a glimpse of that in this morning's text, this healing that is now true but is yet to come, this recreation of our world, this healing of the nations, healing of the multitude, in a time when there will be no more curse. When there will be no more death and there will be no more darkness. And don't you ever, ever lose sight of that. Because you're going to go out from here as a pastor, as a deaconess, and you are going to serve a congregation full of broken and sinful people, every last one of which will be just like you and just like me. And the truth is that we're going to need you to remind us week after week and day after day and sometimes hour after hour who it is that we are and who it is that we serve, because we are going to forget. And we're going to start living like it's all about us, and we're going to reduce this gospel of grace to a pretense, and we're going to start to act like we belong in this broken world because we don't. And into that reality, into that world, you will speak and you will know the words because you need to hear them every bit as much as we do. You will remind us that we are not home yet, that the truth is there is a day coming when this beautiful mess of a world will be remade, and that we, as beautiful messes of creation, will be remade. That the day will come when our communion with one another, when our communion with God will be complete. Not because we're good enough or worthy enough or able enough and can somehow bring this about, because we can, but because Christ is good and able and worthy for us. You will remind us that there is life, that there is light, and that there is healing in the cross of Christ. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, hold our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen.